Welcome to the Corporate to Coach podcast. I'm Pamela, a former corporate professional turned certified life and business coach and mentor. If you're ready to sign clients, grow your soul-led coaching business, and shed the employee identity so you can step fully into business ownership, you're in the right place. Let's begin.
I am jumping on here today because I have an announcement for you. I am going to be sharing with you one of the pivotal stories on my journey into becoming the full-time coaching business owner that I am today. And I'm also going to be making a very special announcement and invitation because something is coming and I want to invite you to it. You're following me because you know me as the coach who helps coaches grow and build their coaching business when they have come from a previously established career. Maybe you're here because you currently work in a 9-to-5, or you've already left your job and you're still trying to grow your business and make it a stable form of income. When I was growing my business, it felt like absolutely nobody was having this discussion at the level that I needed it to be discussed at. It felt like nobody else really cared or understood the challenge of stealing a few hours in a day to be able to create content, to not have all the time freedom in the world, to be able to think about business 24/7 and be in all the programs I wanted to be in and be able to do all the inner work that I needed to do and to be able to get into the right vibe and the right energy to be able to be as expansive and out there as I knew I needed to be. And even though I didn't start as a business coach, of course, because I had no experience in building my own business, I had an unusually acute understanding of business that I noticed that other coaches around me on the same journey didn't seem to have. And it doesn't surprise me in hindsight how I ended up becoming a business coach and why I absolutely thrive in this area. Those of you who don't already know me may not have known that I actually started off as a career coach and then purpose coach and then burnout coach. So for the first year to 18 months of my coaching business, I was actually not doing business coaching. I was just selling general life coaching as well as some other services around that. And that is why I love supporting coaches who are truly out there wanting to sell services that can change people's lives, but possibly don't have a business bone in their body, and to help you develop those business bones. So if you're watching here live or on replay, or you're listening and you're catching this on the podcast, because I'll be sharing this to the podcast, I want you to drop me a DM or write in the comments right now where you know me from and where you're actually based, because I have such a global audience. I have audience from Europe, from America, Canada, from Australasia, literally all over the world. It amazes me the reach that I now have. And I think that speaks volumes to the work that I do, because everybody is going through this. Unless you are blessed to have found coaching as your path in your early 20s, almost every coach I know has actually had to come from a career. Now, some people I work with are not people who necessarily claim to be established career-driven people, but the majority of people that come into my world have had a very established career identity. And actually, even though finding coaching was such a breath of fresh air, even though stepping into entrepreneurship actually does feel deeply in alignment because you crave the freedom and you crave having the choices that you want to make, and you really enjoy the personal development side and the self-actualization of actually reaching your limits, exploring how far you can take it, going further than you ever even imagined possible, building dreams upon dreams upon dreams. And for those of you who are in this room right now having this discussion with me, it's possible that you are very aware that this is the very beginning for you, that you don't even know what you don't know yet, that you haven't even dared to fully grasp and really play in the realm of what if anything really is possible? What if reaching that multi six figure, seven figure was actually possible for me? And I don't think you would be on this journey if that wasn't available to you. I don't think you would actually be here, really seriously taking this business to the depth that you know you're capable of, if you didn't secretly desire it, even if you haven't fully given yourself permission to want it or to actually set your sights on it yet. Because maybe like me, you're a pragmatist, you're a realist, and you see that even though you know it's possible because you see it with people around you, there is also a part of you that thinks, is it possible for me? Is it actually something that you can achieve based on who you are? And I think that's a really interesting thing to contemplate. And the very thing that spurred me to jump into this discussion with you today, right here, right now, is that on my Facebook, I just received a Facebook memory from 6 years ago, which is exactly 1 year to the day before I started my business. Actually, no, sorry. 1 year before I had started my business. I started my business in January, so technically it was about 6 months before I started my business. But before I knew I was going to become a coach, in 2019, the picture is a picture of me and my now fiance. We were just dating at the time. And we had gone to a conference together to explore real estate. Grant Cardone was going to be speaking on stage. Those of you who know him know that he's extremely successful in real estate, and he was speaking from a real estate perspective. He's since gone into coaching, which I find really fascinating. But at the time, he was just speaking on stage about real estate and building a real estate portfolio and growing a real estate business, as that is something that me and my partner were exploring at the time. And my partner went on to start a successful real estate business, got it to six figures within a couple of months. It was really, really incredible. I went there with a view to explore real estate because I'd been looking at it for a while. But what I came out with was the seed of the business that you see today. What I came out with that day was the seed that planted the idea that I had something special to offer and that maybe I could become something like a coach. That I had skills, I had experience, I had something so valuable that I had developed over the course of a very successful career, and that was something that I could transfer into something that was service-based, and I could go ahead and build a business out of it. And not many people know this, but my very first venture into my own business journey beyond real estate, because I'd already started a real estate business, was writing my first book. Actually, now I say that out loud, I'm almost certain I don't think I've ever told anybody that. I have a half-written book on my old laptop that is all about job searching. My very, very first service that I made money from was helping somebody in their job search, selling the services of CV writing, salary negotiation, interview preparation. But that started at that conference. It took being in a room where my views were expanded, where I didn't know what was available to me, and it took somebody standing on a stage to tell me about their burnout story and about how they had an awakening after their burnout story. And how after that, they realized that they needed to do something else with their life, that they needed to do something different, to be willing to step away from the career that they had worked so hard to build and step into something new. That was the day, 6 years ago today, that truly planted the seed that maybe I could build a business. Maybe there was a way that I could make money outside of my career and I could take it seriously. As we now know, everything has changed. That conference happened at London's O2 Arena in Greenwich. I remember sitting with my partner and his friend who we went with. We had a drink together after the conference. We were looking over the view of the Thames. We were watching the sunset. It was so beautiful. And we were sharing our dreams together, saying the vision that we had. I had no idea when we had that moment that within 18 months, I would be leaving England. I had no idea that within a year, I would actually be starting the business. I had no idea that I'd be getting a life coaching certification. I had no idea that 6 years down the line, I would look back on that memory and go, holy fuck, my life has completely changed. Now, there are many moments where that seed got watered, where I had to nourish that dream, where I had to decide that this thing that I am looking for, this thing that I think is available to me, is worth fighting for, is worth going after. But here is something that I didn't expect. Starting for me was one of the easiest parts of the journey, because starting is when I had that moment of inspiration, when I was in a room filled with other people whose hearts had been blown open, where I was being met stage after stage after stage, speaker after speaker after speaker, with someone who was activating something in me. Starting has always been the easiest part. Spend the money, sign up to the course. Say yes to yourself, sign up to the course. Show up to the first few meetings, because that's where most of the intention is. You've signed up to the course, you've got the onboarding messages, you join the first few sessions. Of course, that part's the easiest. You're held the whole time. Somebody is guiding you through that the whole time. For me, the hardest part has been keeping that dream alive, staying connected to that mission and vision, staying connected to that purpose every step of the way, allowing the dream to evolve and unfold, and to recognize all of the ways that I was sabotaging myself, to see every single gap, not as an excuse to hold back, not as an excuse to be another reason why I don't take action, but actually just to see it as part of the challenge and of who I have to step into and who I get to step into in order to overcome every challenge, so that I could step forward and create the momentum and put the steps in place to create something magical. I have a very distinct memory. I was sharing this on a podcast that I was being interviewed on yesterday. It's coming out in a couple of weeks. I can't wait to share it with you when it comes out. So keep an eye out on my emails if you want to be told when that podcast comes out. I get asked some questions where I share some vulnerable stuff that I haven't shared. I don't share very often on my socials or publicly. So it's definitely going to be an episode you're going to want to tap into, because there is something that comes up when somebody is asking you questions that I don't normally think to tell you. It's not that I'm ever gatekeeping it or that I don't want to share it. I'll share everything. I'm an open book. But sometimes these things just come out more when people are interviewing you and you're in that discussion with someone. So join my email list. The link is in the show notes, or say email list in the DMs or comments, and I can add you to the email list. Things came up in that I hadn't really previously thought about in a long time. But one of the stories that came up is this memory where, if we fast forward now, 9 months, I'm a few months into my business, I'm in the certification. The book is long forgotten. I'm not finishing that book anymore, because I realize I don't just want to be teaching people job search services. I want to be life coaching. So I've started my life coaching business. I've already started getting visible. I've already started putting the foundations in place to build my business and sign my first few clients. I had signed a few clients. I was nearly certified. I knew that I wanted to be full-time in my business. And I remember messaging my coach besties. I was sat at my dining room table. I remember this overwhelming feeling of frustration, of debilitating anger at the situation, because I so wanted to be full time. I was so mad at having a 9-to-5 that was taking all this time away from me that I could have been spent building my business. But what was worse was that when I was in my business, working, creating content, selling, showing up powerfully, I had this underlying feeling that something wasn't working. this underlying doubt and insecurity that I was missing something, that it should have been happening quicker, faster, that I should have been further ahead than I actually was. That feeling was the problem. It wasn't actually that there were that many gaps. Don't get me wrong, there were aspects of my business that was incomplete. There were aspects of my client journey that I hadn't considered. There were things that I was missing. But even then, I had evidence of signing clients. If you've signed a client before, you know how to sign a client again. Often the biggest things that are holding coaches back is the thought that something is holding them back. I was desperate for direction. I was desperate for someone to give me guidance on how to know when to leave my 9-to-5, of how to look at the risk involved, of how to be able to make sound business decisions and life decisions while staying in full alignment with what was on my heart, what I knew I was capable of doing, if I was able to hold the energy and stay in the belief and stay in the abundance. Because it's a powerful thing to make empowered decisions from an abundance mindset. But the minute you step back into scarcity, the minute the fear takes over and the doubt sets in, you're suddenly in uncharted territory. Because if you cannot hold the decisions that you've made from an abundance place, you will sabotage them. Things will stop working. The momentum will slow down. You'll be thinking, why isn't this happening faster? Why am I not further ahead? And what happens is that there becomes an even greater gap of dissonance, which can become a pitfall. And when you fall, it can be very hard to get back out. Something I have been contemplating deeply about why coaches lose that momentum, why coaches sign a client and then ghost for 3 months, why they have a flurry of activity with creating content, marketing, selling, and then suddenly lose it again. And what I have come to conclude is something that I realized I was doing, is that I was developing a very dangerous habit of learned helplessness in my business. It was very disheartening every time I lost that momentum. And there was a massive gap to be able to bring myself out of that dysregulation and back into abundance. But that's all that's happening. Every time that's happening, we are simply in a dysregulated state. Or we're in a neutral state and we're not stepping into action. We're not stepping into motion. We're not stepping into belief. But that's very hard to do when we're doing it alone. It's very hard to do when we are not truly grounded in our vision. Isn't it such a contradiction to be grounded in our vision? But if we're too connected to just the possibility of what's going on, we're in such a flurry of everything we could do, often I find coaches become very overwhelmed. I see that a lot with coaches who come to me and they're like, I've got all these ideas, I've got this niche idea, but then I've got this offer idea and I'm scared to limit myself and I'm scared to rule people out, I'm scared to push people away if I get too powerful, I'm scared to say goodbye to clients that are no longer aligned, I'm scared to increase my pricing. That can happen when you're so connected to up here and what's possible for you, and you're not grounded in the structure, in the stability, in having the grounded masculine to be able to set the structure for you to expand. We need both, always. And then I get the coaches who are come into my containers because they don't have the vision and they're not grounded in their actions either. And it's all overwhelming. It's all dysregulated. It's all learned helplessness. Well, what's the point of showing up? There's nobody liking my posts. That's learned helplessness. You're looking at yesterday's evidence to decide how you're going to show up today. You're looking at the last workshop to decide if you're going to launch another workshop. When you look at all of your failures and go, well, what's the point? Or not even what's the point, you just don't even look at them. You're learning how to be helpless. That is the most dangerous thing I see in entrepreneurship that happens every day with coaches. So why am I telling you this? Why am I sharing these stories? The reason is because This is my expertise. This is exactly my jam. Because I think it is a disservice to your spirit, to your soul, to your dreams, to not go after them. I think it is the biggest act of self-betrayal that you could make, to either give up on what you believe in, give up on yourself, and give up on your dreams. But for most people, they're not actively giving up. They're not saying, I quit. But there are these moments of learned helplessness where you have been shown enough evidence that you've chosen to focus on that it isn't working, that you stop connecting to the possibility that it could work. That you continue to show up, but you're showing up from a place of, oh, I'm scared to do it so big that I get hurt. What's the point of showing up so powerfully because no one's watching anyway? Dare I do it like this? I don't have enough experience. I haven't hit 10K yet. There's not enough clients. There's nobody in my audience watching anyway. All of those subtle things of learned helplessness keep you in the game, but not really playing the game. You haven't quit, but you're not really going after it. I would much rather you quit. I would much rather you just didn't. Because if you're not fully in it, you're probably not getting the results. That is disheartening, dysregulating, unsustainable, and ultimately creates you quitting or going back to the 9-to-5 or staying in the 9-to-5 or worse, being in the same place this time next year and nothing has really changed. There's been a few wins. There's been a lot of personal growth, perhaps. There's been a lot of personal power in your own private life. But secretly, you're harboring and continue to harbor this doubt. Can it ever really work for you? That is what I want to change. So here is the announcement. I have finally created a workshop. A workshop that gives you the full end-to-end bird's eye view framework of how to build your business around the 9-to-5. Yes, there will be an invitation in that workshop for you to come and work with me so that you can be supported on that journey to doing so. But even if you never work with me, this workshop will give you the full end-to-end framework of everything that you need to have in place, not just from a structural perspective in terms of what you have going on in your business and the steps that you're taking in your business, but from an energetic perspective, from how you show up in your business, and how you operate in your business when you are in between two different identities. When you are grappling being in the identity of your day job and then shifting into the identity of being a business owner. And I'm going to be talking about the context of building a business when you already have a very busy and full life. This is a very long overdue conversation. And I want to invite you to join me live. I want to invite you to come into this workshop and once and for all, hear from someone who has not only gone through the journey herself, but has helped countless coaches to take that journey, who are taking that journey, who have either are still in a 9-to-5 and have been able to stay in the 9-to-5 much longer than they would have done doing it solo, because they have completely shifted their mindset around how they were able to sustain their security, their salary, their form of income whilst signing their first clients, building their business bones. But I will also be sharing stories of how coaches have been supported to secure financial security for themselves outside of their business so that it doesn't put pressure on their business, so that they can joyfully take all this abundance time that they suddenly have to build their business because they're doing it full time, actually use it wisely. Because here's the thing, when you do go full time in your coaching business, you don't want to be working all the hours God sent. You haven't started this business to create another version of your 9-to-5. You have started this business so that you can create a life on your terms, so that you can have freedom on your terms, so that you can have flexibility on your terms. That looks different to everybody. Your goals, your ambition, your dreams, that looks different to everybody. There is no right or wrong way to do this, but the minute you start setting these assumptions about how it should look, you're taking yourself away from what is right in front of you and what is available to you now to create. So if you want to join me on this free workshop, then come and join me. It's going to be 90 minutes and I will be fitting in as much as I can truly fit in that time frame. This is intended to give you that overview, for you to be leaving feeling empowered, knowing that the challenges that you are going through are not just you. Because I felt so alone when I was on that journey. When I was in that conference room in the O2 with thousands of other people who were there, signed up, I think they hit to like 10,000 tickets. I didn't feel lonely. Starting that business, planting that seed, seeing what was possible for me, I didn't feel lonely in any of that. I felt empowered. I felt connected. I felt like everybody was in the room with me. Everybody was feeling that same resonance. I wasn't the only person who had a seed planted that day. That's a very, very special thing to experience. It was when I was home alone. It was when, in those quiet moments between finishing a hard day at work, getting home, refreshing, replenishing, having some dinner, and then doing a few hours in the evening, those were the moments when the real challenges came. When it was me against me. When I had no idea if I was doing it right. When I had no idea what I was missing. When I had no idea what skill sets I needed to fulfill. When I had no idea if I was on the right track. That is where the challenge comes in. Starting is easy. Declaring is easy. Telling everybody I'm going to become a coach or signing up to a certification, that's easy, especially the certification. It's easy. It's guided. You're told exactly what to do to get your certification. There's continuous support. You get your free coaching sessions in. Everyone wants to coach each other. It's the easiest part, doing your certification. Starting a business requires a level of personal power that you have not even tapped into yet. It requires having boundaries that you didn't even know you needed. It requires being able to pick up on your self-doubt, your fear, your self-sabotage, turn it into personal power, transmute that into lessons that you then give to your audience so that you can encourage other clients, other people to come and work with you, to recognize you as the coach of choice. That kind of alchemy isn't taught when you're going through your own transformation in your very first experience of personal development. There's the personal development you do to discover life coaching in the first place. Maybe you burnt out. Maybe you had an awakening. Maybe you changed your body, transformed your fitness, transformed your boundaries at work. Maybe you hired a coach and improved your relationship. Amazing. That's level one. Building a business is level two to infinity and beyond. Even when you've done so much inner work, just to get this far and realize that you wanted to become a coach, actually building a business is going to require you to significantly level up. And I know that you've experienced that to a degree already. But if you don't have the money, the clients, the revenue, the freedom that you really want, it is because you are still in your becoming. You are still in your unfolding. And when you don't know what you need to step into, when you don't know what the business components are that you are still missing, it can feel like you're wading through the mud. It can feel like you're taking steps, but you don't know if it's heading in the right direction. I don't know if you've ever been driving in the car and you've not had your maps open and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know if I'm going in the right direction anymore, or I think it's in this way or it's in this vicinity, but I would way much rather just to know that I'm going in the right direction. That is what this workshop is going to give you. In truth, this is the workshop that I have made for that version of me. Not the version of me 6 years ago today who had the seed planted, the version of me who was watering that seed, who was nurturing that dream, who had already taken steps to make it a reality and was now committed all in, 100% ready to make this business work. And I had questions. I had things that I needed answering. I am doing this workshop for her. And if you are resonating with this, then drop me a DM saying workshop and I'll send you the link.